My heart was just feeling so full looking at the chat and feeling us as a global community coming together. And there's so much more that I want to share about that, but I felt like I wanted to jump in just straight in today because it feels like it's a very big moment in our world. And I know that it might be a big moment for you personally in your life as well, with all that you're holding and navigating. And I know that a lot of us are feeling really big feelings right now. Post in the chat, this is going to be very interactive. I encourage you to share who's feeling big feelings. Post in the chat if that's you, on a whole spectrum of emotions that we're going through, some feelings that we might not ever have had before. So that's happening. And right now, I also know that we're feeling a lot of, we're navigating a lot of practical, big practical things in our lives, right? So there's the big feelings, and then there's like the big practical things, from taking care of ourselves to navigating, taking care of our families or homeschooling children, or dealing with the financial impact of having a job loss or a business struggling. So, and if you are not facing that personally, chances are someone else you know is going through something that's very stressful. And we also are facing dealing with our relatives, our extended family and our friends, their health, their well-being. So there's a tremendous amount that we're holding. And expand that outward to the concern that we're feeling on that third level about our larger world right now. Right? Who's feeling that too? Like, you've got big feelings, you've got practical challenges, and then there's a concern about our planet, not just for ourselves, but for future generations and all of the other things, in addition to a global pandemic, climate change, a lot of polarization, a lot of inequality, a lot of things around the world as a shared humanity that need our attention and our care and our service. So it's a big moment. And so I want to share with you that it's my intention in welcoming you in here to the Success Codes, the Feminine Success Codes, this brand new program that I've created, that this month, especially this free month that I've opened up and shared as an invitation to all the women in our community and to welcome you, to invite the women in your life. I want to share my best feminine power tools and resources and mindsets, shifts and practices, and together create an amplified field of energetic support for each one of us to be able to meet this big moment in our lives in a way that we can grow, we can expand, and we can rise, as opposed to contract and regress and move into fear and move into isolation. Because the biggest challenge right now is where and how we respond to what's happening. Now, you might be feeling called to stillness, that you want to deepen into spiritual practice. We're going to talk about that right now. There's a way to do it where we can expand to meet grief or heartbreak or fear or anxiety with courage, with compassion, with power. You might be navigating practical challenges in your life, and it's important that we can expand, because there will be things on the other side of this crisis and period of challenge where we need to rebuild, where we need to recreate, where we need to rise. And what's going to matter most is where and how we place our attention and what we cultivate over the next 30 days as we prepare, as we access resources, as we access support, to be able to move forward into this process of recreation. Because that's where we are. We're in an unraveling, and we're going to be moving into a process of recreation. So I'm so happy you're here, because we're going to create a space to access these tools, these practices, to support us to become powerful creators in response to everything that life is bringing us right now, everything that the world is calling for from us. So I'm just so happy you're here, and I want to welcome you to our circle. We're going to begin with an opening centering meditation, where I'm going to invite you to make some shifts in your attention and your awareness. This is one of the practices we're going to be working with. It's a shift in focus to that place where we can find power. And especially today, we're going to be bringing our energy together to power up this space so that we can access the collective field of power. There might be a part of you that's feeling vulnerable, that's feeling like you're not prepared for this, even though you're a strong, smart, conscious, capable woman who has so many resources. You might be feeling you're not quite sure if you're up for what life is bringing to you right now, but I absolutely believe that you are and that you can tap into a deep and vast reservoir of authentic power and strength here together. We are creating a space to tap into that. So I want to invite you to fully participate in creating the energy of our circle today, powering up this space from wherever you are in the world with your own shift and attention. So we're going to come together, and I would love to invite you just to take a moment with me. If you're somewhere where it's safe to do so, just to put everything to one side. And just take a nice deep breath. And just take your attention off wherever it's been so far today. Taking care of other people, getting through the things that there are to do. And just bring your awareness back inside yourself. And I want to invite you to power up our circle and our space today by breathing into a place and a time in your life where you felt connected to your strengths, your genius, your power. Just imagine you're breathing into that part of you. You're connecting to a place and a time where you were loving courageously and you felt that you had more than enough to give. Just breathing into the power of your love, your empathy, your care. And just with each and every breath, expanding outward to the edges of the room. Just bringing your attention to a place where you're already connected to a higher power, where you're already tapped into an inner source of wisdom, where you're already connected to a deeper source of creativity and possibility. And finally, just invite you to open your eyes and just extend your awareness around our circle. Just bringing awareness to this global community of thousands of us coming together, that we're not alone. And together that we can share resources, inspiration, we can amplify one another. And in this field of deep connection to ourselves, to the energy and intelligence of life, to the resources, support, and love that's here, we can know that there's safety, that there's power, that there's possibility. And together we simply say yes, and so it is, and so it shall be. So welcome, everyone. That's our opening meditation, and I want to formally welcome you to our brand new program at Feminine Power called the Feminine Success Codes. I'm so happy that you're here with us. I'm overjoyed that over 15,000 women from more than 100 countries have said yes to this invitation to come together this month. And this is our activation event for the brand new program. And I want to share with you all about what we're going to cover today, what we're going to cover in this month. But I would love to just invite you to post where you're listening from today in the chat. This is going to be an interactive, experiential time together. Post in the chat where you are here from and what it is that you are excited to be accessing or sourcing as a part of this program and as a part of this community for this next month together. Go ahead and post in the chat. Women from all over the world, I see women from Nepal and Sydney, Australia, and the USA, of course, and Europe. And I couldn't believe it. I got the list of everyone who is here, and it's more than 100 countries. And I want to welcome, there are some women here who are the only women signed up from their country. So I especially want to present you, are the women who are in other places outside of North America and Europe, especially Eman in Bahrain, Helene in Cambodia, Juliet in the Cayman Islands, Felicia in the Dominican Republic, Johanna in El Salvador, N in Fiji, Jelena in Gibraltar, Sabrina in Guadalupe, Elena in Kazakhstan, Joanna in Korea, Iba in Lebanon, Jen in Macau, Maya in Madagascar, Oldie in Martinique, Paula in Nicaragua, Christy in Paraguay, Max in Qatar, Miriam in Venezuela, Christine in the Virgin Islands, and Adrian also in the Virgin Islands. So welcome to a truly global and international community. It's amazing to imagine and feel our energy all together from all corners of the globe gathering. So as I shared, this is a brand new program that I've never offered before. If you are here for the first time, I want to welcome you. If you've been part of my programs for the first time, you know I usually teach online courses or deeper trainings. The vision for this program was to create an ongoing monthly membership program and bring together all of the elements that I've seen conscious, smart, successful, self-actualizing women need to create an extraordinary life. And these are the seven key principles that are the foundations of this program. Every month, we're going to be shifting into the mindsets that create success. We're going to create with feminine power principles, feminine success principles. We're going to access high impact tools where you can. I know everyone's really busy, so being able to have simple, powerful tools that you can use in just minutes a day to make big shifts. Having access to feminine power practices and having structures to stay motivated, inspired, and accountable. Having someone who can be a coach and a mentor, and having the support of brilliant women for all over the world who are reaching higher, women who are striving for greatness. There's an uplift that comes when we're in a community of others who are on a path of self-actualization and success in the most authentic way together. So I want you to know, if you're here for the very first time, that it's for you if you're brand new to feminine power. And it's also for you if you're a graduate of our feminine power programs, because this is a structure to be applying and practicing feminine power in your life. It's also for you if you are here as part of our coaching and facilitation and leadership certification programs, because I am going to be modeling and demonstrating practices that will support you to be seeing how to work with transformation for empowering women. And if you're a coach or a facilitator or healer of different modalities, this is also a practice community and a place to receive support. And my vision is to create a global practice community to share these tools and practices together, kind of like a yoga studio, where even though someone might be brand new or intermediate or an advanced practitioner, we're all together as a community supporting one another, supporting each other to be able to apply these tools and practices to be able to impact and serve and contribute and make our higher possibilities manifest. So each month, we're going to be coming together. We're going to set a breakthrough intention, and then we're going to be focusing on a specific seminar and tools that are on a brand new topic. This month, we're going to be focused on the theme, spiritual power, and the tools to navigate challenging times. So this session today is really an introduction to the whole month and the whole program. And next Tuesday, we're going to be doing our seminar for the month on spiritual power tools to be able to navigate challenging times. And then every month after that, we're going to cover new and different topics like igniting our confidence and our genius, accessing power practices for application in lots of different life areas. So I want to share with you tonight, the purpose of this session is to be able to start with choosing an area of focus and creating a vision, something that you want to create this month, right? So most of us are in quarantine and there's a lot of different things that we are navigating, but I'm going to create a space to invite you to get connected to the most important place that you can focus in your life in the next month that's going to make the biggest difference, and invite you to set a powerful intention and create a vision for what you want to make manifest in your life in the next 30 days. Something happens when we can get centered, we can focus, we can connect with a place that's going to be most meaningful for us to have a breakthrough. So we're going to be doing that tonight. I'm also going to be sharing with you the foundational success code. We're going to do a success code activation. There's three foundational success codes I'm going to share with you today. I'm going to show you how to claim your power as a creator. I'm going to show you how to open up to possibility. And I'm going to show you how to step into this magic growth zone, which is the zone from which you can source and access the power to rise and to meet the challenges and opportunities of this moment. So we're also going to connect into a coaching relationship and activate the power of our community, and I'll share about next steps. So I'm going to share a little more at the end of our session today about feminine power, because if you're brand new, one of the things I'm going to be sharing with you this month is a video course that will support you to activate the core practices of feminine power. But I know that we have a lot of things that are up right now, so I would love to dive right in and just move straight into creation. How does that sound? So I'd love to invite you just to post a yes in your life if you would love to get connected to an area of focus for this next month that's going to be most supportive, that's going to be most empowering, that's going to catalyze a chain reaction, because you might be in lockdown, but this is still a tremendous opportunity for you to create something that can catalyze really powerful and positive things for you in your life. So I was reading through, I just want to share some ideas, some possibilities. I was reading through the posts before this session, and there's some amazing women here who are creating, who want to create some extraordinary things this month. So Liz wants to, so I want to share these and just to open up possibility and support you to begin to open up possibility for, in terms of the things that you could catalyze or create over the next months that can be, and then we'll do the actual feminine power practice to have you connect and focus on which of these many possibilities is going to hold the most energy for you. So let's see here. I want to share some of these stories with you. So Liz wants to reignite her gifts and empower herself. Rose wants to use this time to deeply instill the knowledge and practice to listen to and follow her intuition. Marion wants to rediscover her power as an actress and a writer. Gina wants to sell her jewelry with intention and continue her business online. Conrade wants to teach and coach women to connect to their true selves and live in alignment with who they truly are. Nicole is struggling with many challenges, including homeschooling, yet wants to move into prime time for her feminine leadership and is committed to finding a way to make it work. Sylvia wants to transmit this experience of feminine empowerment to others and share tools for women in the Hispanic culture. Gabriella wants to meet her wild woman and dance and create beautiful songs that inspire other women. Linda wants to rediscover her soul as a writer. Jill wants to design zero net homes. Valerie wants to become a life coach. So these are beautiful and inspiring intentions. I got so inspired reading these, and I wanted to share them with you just to open up possibility. And I think this is one of the powerful things that we do for each other, is that we can open up a tremendous amount of possibility. So share what possibilities you feel move to as we transition into moving into the practice that we're going to do in setting our intention, setting our focus for the next months. So what are the things that you're excited to create, or the possibilities or things that you might be thinking about? Go ahead and post them in the chat, read through and to others here, and get some inspiration. And I'm also going to address in just a moment, if you're also feeling a lot of very deep feelings and you're feeling called to go within and be very still this next month, because that is also a really powerful area that you can set an intention and a vision for. Okay. So I want you to know, if you're not feeling called to create something that is external, but you're feeling called to work on internal practices and growth, and like be able to expand and open your heart and deepen your spiritual practice through this time, but that's a really fine and powerful place for you to set an intention as well. All right. So, great. All right. So let's dive in and start with what we're going to be doing at the beginning of every month in the Feminine Success Codes is setting a powerful intention, choosing an area of focus that holds the most magnetic activating intention. So here's the thing that I've seen in my life and in practicing, working with, you know, this is a feminine power principle. Most of the time, as women who are smart, conscious, gifted women, we're feeling all of these impulses to want to create love, intimacy, tap into more confidence, create values-aligned prosperity, create thriving relationships, impact and serve with our gifts. These are all impulses that I've named in my feminine power work as the impulse to self-actualize, the impulse to become what is in potential within us. And this is where feminine success is different to traditional measures of achievement and accomplishment in the world. In my own journey, I had a lot of measures of external success, but I felt underrealized and underactualized. And it wasn't until I began creating with the tools that I'm going to be sharing with you this month and also ongoingly in the membership that I began to access the kind of breakthroughs and power to create these things that represented the highest possibilities of my life. So I'm going to be sharing with you how to set an intention if you're wanting to create something in the area of self-actualization. We can take this same feminine power principle to call something into focus for this first month that we're together. So the idea is this. Most of us, if you're a self-actualizing woman, here's what is likely to be up. There's likely to be so many different possibilities that you're feeling. I want to work on my finances. I want to work on my relationships. I want to create. I want to discover my gifts. I want to impact and serve. Okay? There's a lot, and you feel pulled in a lot of different directions. So in a masculine power system, we often will go to set goals from our mind about what makes logical sense, right? So, you know, my finances are in a particular area or challenged. It would make logical sense to focus on finances. Now, of course, if your survival needs are up, it absolutely makes sense in that direction to focus and take care on the most immediate needs. But the problem is there's something that's much deeper in terms of what we're yearning for. It's not just to accomplish surface level goals. It's to become and embody and make manifest in our lives the deeper possibilities that we felt and we've sensed and we felt called to. There's a woman that you sense you came here to become. There's a life that you came here to live. There's a much deeper and higher purpose and calling likely that you feel. And so making the shift into feminine power is making the shift into create from a different center than your mind, and what is strategic and what is logical and what is linear, to manifest and create these things that we yearn for We need to be sourcing them from from receptivity, from listening, from connection to ourselves, from connection to our inner knowing, connection to a higher power, a connection to our deeper desires. Because when we focus on the area of our life where we feel our deepest yearnings and our deepest desires, what starts to happen when you focus there first, you begin to create things that then catalyze a chain reaction of all kinds of things in your life that begin to activate a whole spectrum of your potential coming forward. So I want to invite you into, if you're brand new, we're going to go into this more deeply in the mini course, the Feminine Power mini course. I want to encourage you to take this month. But if you're brand new, I want to just invite you to dive in and have an experience of this with me right now by setting a magnetic intention for this next month from what I like to call Power Center. I'm going to guide you through it. Okay. So I want to invite you just to put anything that is kind of being on your mind to one side. And our question is, we're creating a space to connect with what it is that is most important, what it is that is most important to focus on for this next month. Okay. So I'm going to guide you through it right now. So I'd love to invite you just to put everything to one side and just close your eyes and just take a nice deep breath. Take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes. And I want to invite you into a place where you can connect with the most powerful part of you. It could be who you are when you are at work, when you're parenting, when you're in your garden, when you're singing. Just take a step back into that self who has access to your inner wisdom, your creativity. Stepping back into that self. And just with each breath, just letting your awareness drop and just acting as if you can know all of life is organizing around your success. That you can let go of any need to know any of the answers to any of the questions of your life. The who, the how, the when, the where, the what, the why. And that you can let your awareness rest in this deeper, wider center where you can connect with your deeper desires. And bringing awareness to what it is that you're feeling and what it is that you're most needing right now. Listening deeply to yourself. If you believed in yourself and you believed that life was supporting your success, what is the most powerful intention you can set for the next 30 days? What's the most powerful area of your life you can focus on for the next 30 days? It could be your health. It could be your relationships. It could be your finances. It could be finding your voice and confidence, being visible, being seen. It could be expanding into spiritual depth, that you can bring courage and compassion to experiences of grief and loss. It could be creativity and writing. And likely you're going to feel called to all of these areas, but which of these areas feels like it has the most energy? What feels like it has the most energy? And just listening to yourself, if you believe that life supports you and you believe in yourself. It's a powerful question. What's the most important area for you to focus on for the next 30 days? And just post it in the chat. Post it in the chat. Beautiful. So here's the key takeaway. You want to set intentions and focus on areas of growth and cultivation from a place of listening and receptivity as opposed to strategy, right? Because the process of actualizing and realizing your higher possibilities, it's not a linear process. It's a process of being activated and being catalyzed. And when you start listening to yourself and you start creating from this place of connection to yourself, you're going to start to see things begin to flow and there being a process of activation that is really extraordinary that can start to happen. Okay? So whatever it is, write it down. Write it down. That's powerful. So many great posts being here in the chat. Partnership, cultivating faith, boosting my financial intelligence. That's amazing. Being able to expand my business, letting go of grief and old stuff, Rosalie. So that's powerful, right? Like you're in the category I mentioned that it's not so much an intention to create anything out there as opposed to expand into a place of spiritual depth and resilience to bring a deeper empathy, compassion, loving kindness to grief, to loss, to old patterns and traumas that we are releasing and healing. That's a powerful intention to set. Economic justice, activism, that's powerful, right? So post a takeaway from me. What shifted for you setting an intention from here, from this place of deeper listening to yourself versus from your mind? What's the biggest takeaway from this practice? We're going to be setting our vision from here each and every month. Notice what happened when you set an intention from this place of connection and listening to yourself, right? It's powerful, right? You can feel it in your body. You have energy and excitement. There's alignment. Okay, beautiful, powerful. All right, so this is where I'm going to be coaching you to be setting intentions from and creating your life from. If you want to self-actualize and step into the greatest possibility of who you are and who you came here to be, this is one of the first shifts to creating from your feminine power. All right. So you have this area of your life. So finally, I want to take you into final practice here of setting your vision for the months to step into imagining yourself. So I want to invite you just to step back from the chat and just imagine stepping into seeing yourself 30 days from now, having had a breakthrough in this specific area, right? We're setting a breakthrough intention. So I want to invite you to imagine you're seeing yourself 30 days from now. Step into having made an extraordinary shift in this area of your life in the next month. What's possible? Step into standing inside your own body, looking out through your eyes, 30 days into the future, having created an extraordinary shift this month. What does that look like in your life? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? Anything else that you can sense standing on the other side of having made a shift this month? What does that feel like? What has changed in your life on the outside? What has shifted within you on the inside? How does this shift flow on and catalyze and activate other areas of your life? Just stand into it, notice it, connect with your future self. Having made the shift in the next 30 days, the greatest possibility, if you were to rise in all of your inner strength resources, access the support, apply all the tools we're going to work with in the next 30 days, what's possible, step into it, and share your vision for what that feels like, what it looks like. All right. So that's awesome. So congratulations. You have if you have done this exercise right now and you're posting in the chat, you've completed the first mission of the first week in the Success Code. This is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be clarifying our vision, setting an intention. And there's one final piece. We're going to take a bold and inspired action this week in the direction of this vision. We'll finish with that at the end. But stepping into what does it feel like? What does it sound like? What does it look like? What's possible? What do you sense? Okay, so start to align with the vision of your future self. This is the most powerful way you can begin every month, connecting, focusing, listening to yourself, setting your course that's just ahead, and then we're going to grow and expand and create this together over the next 30 days. So beautiful, powerful. If you have completed it, I want to invite you to just post that you what it would feel like, what it would look like to complete this this practice that we're working with, our first practice of the month in setting our vision, setting a magnetic intention. Beautiful, powerful. Thank you so much. All right. So high five someone else in the chat. That's one of the things we're going to be doing all month long is celebrating our wins together. So I want to invite you to, I know the chat's going quickly, but see if you can find someone you can respond to and say, just share with her, I'm standing with you for that intention. Just share a high five and celebrate. Another woman in our circle having set an intention, just that you're holding that vision with her. That's beautiful, powerful. Okay. So we're going to be jumping onto our online portal and creating a profile and posting this vision for the month this weekend. You'll receive only instructions via email on how to do it. And you're going to share what your vision for the month is, and you're going to post, and then you're going to high five or amplify three other women in our circle, okay, to energetically support their vision and intention. So you're going to post and stand in your vision. You're going to energetically support someone else, at least three other people in theirs. Okay, this is part of how we power up and we create motivation and energy from which we can all reach higher together. Beautiful, powerful. I'm so inspired seeing the support and the celebration. I can feel the power opening up in our circle as we both commit to ourselves and also to expand. So that's awesome. Well done. All right. So so that's our first practice of each month. We're gonna, you know, that's where you're gonna anchor in. So how it's gonna work is next week when I invite you, you know, you're gonna post your first intention, you're gonna come to the or listen to the recording of our Feminine Success Codes session this month on spiritual power tools for challenging times. I'm going to speak about that because if you had an intention to be holding or you had an intention to be working with experiences of grief or loss or challenge or big feelings that you're having, what we're going to be cultivating in that session is bringing spiritual tools, empathy, compassion, loving kindness, service to be with and hold a space for all of these experiences for ourselves and others. And so we're going to be doing that. And then each week, I'm going to be sharing videos to support you to go through our coaching steps to be creating this intention each and every week. So week one of every month, we're just going to be focusing on vision and setting our course and taking an inspired action in the direction of what we're creating, which I'll give you at the end. So tonight, also during the session, I want to invite you to anchor into three of the feminine success codes, to activate three of the feminine success codes as part of our foundations in the program. So we're going to be activating we're going to do three practices right now where I'm going to invite you into, I think, three of the most important foundations for creating success in your life. So just to transition into this, who's ready for that? Okay. Who is ready to anchor into the foundations that are going to support you to be able to create success and rise to the challenges and opportunities of this moment? All right. Okay. I can see we are ready. Awesome. Fantastic. All right. Great. So here's the first one. The first success code I want to give you is to claim your power as a creator of your life. Now, even the most intelligent, conscious, empowered among us go into reaction, and we feel the effect of our circumstances, right? So you could even look, like, what are the circumstances in your life right now around the area of intention that you just set? So you might have set an intention for, you know, having a breakthrough in your business and the economy is in a terrible place. You might have set an intention to find love and we're all on lockdown, right? So there's a tremendous amount of challenge in our circumstances. And so where we lose our power as creators is we feel like we're in reaction to our circumstances, right? So it's kind of like if you see yourself as a ship at sea and you are influenced by, you know, you have all of these different, you know, you exist in a context. You exist where there's the wind, and then there's the ocean, and then there's other ships, and then there's all kinds of things that you're navigating, right? And so there's a way we're like the boat getting tossed around in reaction to what the ocean's doing, what the wind is doing, what the other ships are doing. And who we're being and how we're showing up is at the effect of these things that are happening for us in our lives. See if you can see where that's true right now for you and post it in the chat, right? What do you feel like you're kind of at the effect of and you're in reaction to? Because it's not that it's, see, here's the thing that's really important for us to understand. It's not that we're not at the effect of the currents, the tides, the winds, all of those things, right? The negativity of your spouse, who your mother is, finances, all of these things. They're like the tides, they're like the wind, they're like the seas being rough and rocky. Okay, so it's not that that's not real, right? So it's not that that's not real circumstances, right? Or even at the effect of our own emotions, right? What are these things, right? What are these things that we're the effect of? Our children's needs, other people's needs from us, feelings of overwhelm. Our feelings are a big one. Our circumstances, right? And so what happens is we're inside of a story of our own powerlessness and we're in reaction, and we're letting those other things determine who we're going to be and how we're going to show up. So the first feminine success code is to claim your power as a creator. You want to make a shift from focusing on all of these external circumstances to focusing on yourself at the wheel, bringing your strengths, bringing your resources, bringing all of your capacities, bringing all of your power as a creator to respond to whatever's happening with all you have, from a place of power, from a place of connection, from a place of wholeness, right? So I am not at the effect of my circumstances. I'm a powerful creator. So we're going to do that. We're going to make the shift, right? Because everything else, the power to grow, the power to expand, the power to manifest, the power to create, none of that can be accessed without making this first shift out of reaction into creation and stepping forth as the creator of your experience. And what it is a shift in where your attention is. It's not that the sea isn't rough. It's not that the winds aren't intense. Who I'm going to be, I'm going to chart my course. I'm going to align with True North. I'm going to access the deeper truth of my power and resources, and I'm going to make choices and take actions to rise, to respond, to navigate in ways that are alignment with the deeper truth of who I am, regardless of my anxiety, regardless of my depression, regardless of my struggles, regardless of how my spouse is going to be, regardless of how overwhelmed I'm going to be. I'm going to identify with a new story of my power. Who's ready to make the shift and do that? Post in the chat. Okay, because nothing else is possible until we move out of hopelessness, non-possibility, being at the effect, having a lot of empathy to the very real struggles that are here. Okay, so it's not that those aren't real or that you're imagining them. They're hard. They're horrible. They're very challenging in a lot of cases. But you are a creator. You are a creator, not a reactor. You are the creator of your life. You're the creator of your destiny. You're the captain of your ship. And you have the power to align with your true north, to access and respond from all of your resources. Okay, so we're going to make the shift together right now and activate this first feminine success code. I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. And just imagine you're just energetically shifting into this place where you can stand and say, I'm a powerful creator. I tap into the fullness of my wisdom, my resources, my life experience. I have the power to respond to whatever happens, connected to my creativity, connected to my gifts, connected to my strengths, regardless of what I might feel. Even though I don't necessarily understand what's happening or why these challenges are here, I believe that all of life is organizing around my success. I am a strong, capable, powerful woman who can access resources, who can access support, who has the power to manifest her vision. That's who I am. I'm a powerful creator. Complete this activation by posting it in the chat. I'm a powerful creator. Go ahead and notice what shifts and what opens up. Beautiful. So happy just witnessing all of the chats that are happening here in the post. Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. That's great. Yes, you are. Okay. So this is the new story. And this is the new story we want to be stepping into in our Success Codes community. It's a story of who we are. I'm a powerful creator, and I'm standing in that, the truth of that, as the foundation for everything else. Okay. You are a powerful creator. That is the truth. That is the truth of who you are. And that in this connection to your own inner resources, to the intelligence, creativity, power of life, the connections of support, the resources we can access, we can rise in response to whatever life brings. Okay? You're a powerful creator. This is the truth of who you are. That's the first feminine success code activated. Well done. High five someone else on the call for activating this first feminine success code. Okay. All right. Beautiful. High fives all around. We're going to have fun. We're going to make this fun over the next month as we are in the process of moving into creation with all the things that we're doing and generating. So, okay, let's jump on here. So, all right. So who's ready for the next success code? Feminine success code activation. All right. So here it is. So the next feminine success code is to open up to possibility. Open up to possibility. And I want to share about this because the biggest mistake that we make in the process of sourcing confidence is to go into a false kind of certainty around the things that we want to create. So we swing on this pole between I am doomed and there is no hope to this kind of false confidence and certainty. I will meet my soulmate. I will be able to create X amount, or I will be able to do X, Y, Z. And it's not that that's not true. It's that you don't really access the kind of power that you need to create it by clinging on to certainty. You're going to swing radically between these poles of I'm doomed and it's absolutely going to happen. See, the place of power to stand as a creator, it's not in any kind of false sense of certainty. It's really standing into this place where you're connected to the true potential of an area of your life, and you are standing in a place of commitment to create it, knowing that you're going to give it everything that you have. You're going to rise to meet the possibility that's here with everything that you have. And at the same time, you know, you can be resilient if you fall, right? That's where real power comes from. It comes from being committed to rise and knowing that you can be resilient if you miss the mark or create something else or have an unexpected outcome. So I want to invite you to think about the area of your life where that you want to manifest in. And just notice, or that you want to create in, right? So imagine that your intention for this month, where has possibility been shut down for you around the area of your intention? What's been your old story of negativity or non-possibility, right? Just getting connected with what that is. We all have one usually. We want to shake that off, right? So this is part of what we're releasing. We're releasing negativity. We're releasing non-possibility, right? But we're not replacing that with false confidence, because you can't really replace negativity. We're doomed, or it's going to be, of course, it's going to be okay for sure. We don't know, you know, we don't know. And there's a place, I want to show you how to access a place of deeper, even more real power from which to create from. And you'll find, surprisingly, this is what gives you the confidence to be able to act and generate and rise. All right, so great. So connect with what that is. So, right, where is non-possibility? So just shake that off. Come back to where I am as a true creator. What is the real potential? What is really the potential in the area of your life that is your focus? What's possible? If you connect with a sense of belief in yourself and belief in life, or here's even another way in, what is really possible? What would you tell someone else that you loved is truly possible for her if this was the area of her life? What is really possible for you here? Right? So you're connecting with the potential. What is really possible? It really is possible to shift relationship patterns after decades of being in toxic dynamics. It is really possible. It is really possible to have a huge breakthrough in my business, even though the economy is struggling. It is really possible to make a connection and create love and intimacy with someone new, even in a time of lockdown. Like, that is actually really possible, right? What's really possible if you take a step back? And so where we can live in possibility, I want to invite you just to connect to and feel this possibility and bring your commitment to make choices and take actions this month to make this possibility manifest, to create this possibility in your life. Okay, so beautiful. So see if you can hold this place of possibility. Make a shift in where you're standing and stand in a place of true possibility. Post it in the chat. What is it that you are committed? What's the potential that you are committed to creating this month that is real, that you can feel? Beautiful. Post it. And when you have, after you've posted, just reflect back to someone else that you're holding that possibility for her too. Right? So our potentials, these are really possible. So we're going to give it everything that we have, and we are going to be resilient if we miss the mark by any chance, or we can course correct. We know that we can rise, we can respond in ways that are unexpected. All right, great. Post your biggest shift from this section. What's your biggest takeaway from this feminine success code of shifting into possibility? Okay, go ahead, post it, high five someone else. Congratulations, you have activated this success code. Beautiful, powerful. All right, so the final feminine success code, the final feminine success code I'm going to share with you for this month. Who's ready to activate it? Go ahead and give me a yes in the chat if you're ready to activate it. All right. Yes. Okay, good. There's a critical mass of us who are ready to activate it. This is the final success code for this month. And that is to live in the magic zone, to live in the magic zone of growth. Right. So I want to share with you a big idea. So we're talking about these possibilities that we feel for our lives and self-actualization and rising. So, here's the thing: to create and manifest at the level of self-actualization, we need to grow ourselves and we need to expand. You haven't been able to create an extraordinary life because external circumstances haven't shown up for you. It's not because you haven't met the right person, or you haven't gotten the big break yet, or you haven't gotten the opportunity, or that XYZ hasn't happened. The deeper truth is that you haven't yet become the woman you would need to be to create and manifest and realize the things that are truly possible inside of you. So the pathway to manifest and to create at the level of self-actualization is to be actively leaning into growth, actively expanding, looking at ways that you can stretch slightly out of your comfort zone, but not so much that you feel unsafe, right? So you've had experiences in your life probably where you've been at yoga or you've been exercising, and you know what a good stretch feels like versus one where you can get injured. So living in the growth, the magic zone of growth, is that slightly uncomfortable, out of your comfort zone place of stretching, okay? So I'm going to give you your final assignment for the first week in the Feminine Success Codes, which is to be taking one action that is aligned with your vision, that's slightly out of your comfort zone, slightly out of your comfort zone this next week. So I want to invite you just to step back into this place where you're connected to your power as a creator. You're standing in a place of powerful possibility. And you are asking yourself the question, you're connected to the potentials, you're a yes to rise. What's the most powerful, inspired, bold action that you can take this week to create your vision? The most powerful action, what can you commit to? What can you commit to that's going to have you grow, expand, create just outside your comfort zone that you can commit to, that you can ask all of us here to be holding a field of loving accountability to support you to take? Go ahead and write it for me in the chat and for all of us. Okay, what are the specific, simple, something that you can succeed at that's even a baby step that you can commit to this week, baby step, but the most powerful baby step you can take, all right? Post it in the chat, right? And so I want to just ask you, so the shift is a willingness to get uncomfortable, a willingness to get uncomfortable inside a commitment to make these potentials manifest, right? Because doesn't it matter if you think back to how you felt having created this beautiful breakthrough this month, at the end of the month, isn't it worth it? Isn't it worth it to stretch? Would you be willing to stretch every day, just a little baby step for your future self? Yes, post it for me in the chat just to complete the activation of this Feminine Success Code. All right. Beautiful. Powerful. Excellent. Okay. That is awesome. I am so impressed and so inspired and so in awe of the power that is opening up, and just send some energetic support to someone else in the circle as you are, as you're posting, just to complete this section. Okay. So there's something really fun. Just, yeah, say go and say the name of someone else. Yeah, that's it. That's awesome. This is part of what we're creating here, is this field from which we can support one another. We can break free of isolation. We can get connected to resources. We can anchor into the deeper truth of who we are. So, all right. That's so great. So wonderful. Excellent. So congratulations. So you have set your vision and your course for this first month, and you have activated the three foundational Feminine Success Codes. You have claimed your power as a creator. You have opened up to possibility, and you have entered the magic growth zone from which you can grow and expand into your possibilities. So there's two final things that I'm going to share with you right now, very quickly, before we end this activation session. And then I'm going to give you an overview of our next steps in this month. So I want to, so completing the section of activating the Feminine Success Codes, just post your biggest takeaway. Post your biggest takeaway or how you feel or what's opening up for you in having activated these success codes. That's awesome. Beautiful. So much power is opening up. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. So to complete the activation, I want to formally invite you into a coaching relationship with me. And I want to invite you into a formal relationship with all of the other women here where we're going to be power partners. And I'll share more in a moment about what that is. So I want to ask for your permission over the next months and beyond, should you choose to stay with us on this journey, in this community, in this program. I want to ask for your permission to be your coach for the next months. And I want to share about what that is and what that means. I want to ask for your permission to be your coach so that I want to have permission to ask you deep and powerful questions that can catalyze these higher possibilities. I want to ask your permission to disrupt and challenge limiting beliefs and constraints and old stories and patterns. I want to ask for your permission to help you and support you to expand your vision and to hold a space of accountability for you to be taking actions that are in alignment with your potentials. And I want to ask for your permission to hold a space of possibility for you that's maybe even bigger than you can hold for yourself. Because one of the things I've discovered on the journey of my own transformation, empowering women to rise into our power, we need someone else or a coach as well to not just give us tools and resources but to believe in us. And I want to ask for your permission to be in that relationship with you where I'm holding a space of belief and power and possibility for you to step into and support you to make choices and take actions consistent with that true potential. So I'd love to invite you to post a yes inside of that. I'm going to hold you accountable to make choices, to take actions aligned with this. Excellent. So grateful. And there's some things that I want to ask of you as well. Okay. So I'm going to give you my very best for this next month. And I'm certainly going to give you my very best beyond that if you continue on. And what I want to ask from you or of you is that you take the potentials of yourself and your life very seriously, because who you feel you are and could become in your life and the contribution that you could make, that you tap into in your clearest moments, all of that is real and all of that matters. And we are interconnected and our destinies are intertwined. And the extent to which you are not rising into the possibility of who you are, others can't rise into the possibility of who they are. And our world cannot fulfill its higher potential. So I'm giving this to you and I want to ask of you that you fully connect with and even just for the next 30 days, take the possibility of who you are in your life and who you can become really seriously, that you commit to show up and participate and to play and to create and to join in, and that you commit to take imperfect action on the things that I share with you. And I give you complete permission for that to be imperfect and to course correct and just to keep showing up. And finally, I want to ask of you that you're generous and kind towards yourself on this journey and generous and kind towards everybody else here. So I would love to have a big yes to that, to invite you in. And I'm so happy and excited to be here with you in this way. So excited about what we can create together. And yes, awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. I'm going to be holding a space for you and for all of us to amplify one another over the month and months ahead. So, so grateful. All right. So finally, we want to activate the power of this community and make some commitments to one another, how we're going to show up together as a practice community. And that is that, you know, most people in our lives are reflecting back to us who we've been in the past or who we are in the present to manifest and realize our higher possibilities. We need to have others in our life who reflect back to us who we are becoming. And so that's part of what we're creating here in this community of practice, that we are bringing our best selves. We are bringing ourselves as a powerful creator to this circle, and we are reflecting back to one another who we are becoming and holding a place to amplify one another. So there's seven commitments that I want to just briefly go through, and they're going to be in the online portal, that create the foundation for us to create a potent, powerful space to amplify and ignite each other as we move forward. I'm going to read them out. I'm going to ask you to say a yes to each of them. The first one is, here in the circle, I commit to put myself and my empowerment first. I know that you are a caring woman who loves taking care of other people. This is first and foremost a place for you to be focusing on your own breakthroughs, okay? Commit to that. Number two, commit to sharing from a place of power and elevating the energy, right? So the kind of like you have to ante up to come into this circle and community by committing to stand in your power as a creator, even though you're struggling or you might be uncertain or you're having challenges. You're fundamentally standing in a place of power and possibility and partnership, as opposed to looking for others to caretake you or a place to just process emotions. We're not doing that here. There's a wonderful, wonderful tools and resources and places and spaces in the world for that. We're doing something very special here where we are amplifying and igniting each other's power. And for that, we commit to be bringing our best, not processing raw and unhealed emotions in this circle. That's not what this space is for. We're coming together as a practice community to focus on our own breakthroughs and support to lift each other up. We are also being, we're also going to extend a lot of energy. We're going to commit to amplifying each other as well as focusing on our own transformation and creating a field of even greater power for us all to tap into. And we're commit to be, you know, being oriented to using all the breakdowns in our life to be able to grow and expand. And we also commit to refraining from soliciting business in any way or marketing anything or sharing, using any contact information to solicit any kind of offers. That is not what this space is for. So we just commit not to be doing that here, and we commit to keep confidence. Anything that is shared in our forums, that we are committing to keep confidence, and we're also commit to zero negativity, right? Because that's one of our feminine success codes, that we are standing always in a place of possibility for ourselves and for one another. And with that, we're creating the kind of field and supportive partnership that we need to be able to rise. So thank you. So high five each other on having activated the power of this community as a potent container from which we can all source the energy, the motivation, the inspiration to rise and keep moving forward. All right. So finally, have a shake. Congratulations. You have completed the activation session for the Feminine Success Codes. I'm so happy that you're here. We have a really exciting month in store for you as part of this program. As you know, I've been planning this program for some time, and as everything happened in our world with the coronavirus and the challenges related to that, I made the decision to open up this month absolutely for free for everyone. You can still invite your friends or family members to participate in this free month. There's a link to be able to share it that we will be sharing with you, or we sent out earlier today as well. And I want to share with you, over this next month, we're going to be focusing on our theme of spiritual power, tools for challenging times. So we're going to be doing a special session that's going to be like our Feminine Success Codes session for the month, and we're focusing on tools that are going to help us to respond with empathy, with compassion, with love, to be able to hold grief and loss and challenge and anxiety and stress and struggle, to expand our humanity in response to what's happening. So I'm going to share really simple, powerful spiritual tools and practices that you can be working with and applying throughout the months. Each and every week, I'm going to coach you to continue on towards your intention for the month. You've set that intention for the month. You're going to go and post that on the forum and post an introduction. And then we're going to be doing power practices each week, where we're going to focus on tools to deepen your connection with a higher power, tools to tap into your inner wisdom, and finally, tools to connect with your gifts and your genius so that you can be a presence that makes a difference in the world. If you're feeling like you want to use this time to prepare, to be able to impact, to serve, to succeed at the highest level, you're going to have some tools to be able to activate and tap into a deeper source of genius and creativity and begin to expand your power to give and serve. And we're going to be going into that even more deeply next month in the Feminine Success Codes. So thank you so much. That's our session for today. And I'm going to stay on at the end. If you're with us here for the very first time, I want to just stay on at the end and welcome you. If you have been here with us for some, you know, I'd love to get to know you and love to just say a few words. And I'll share about the Feminine Power video course that you'll also receive access to. But I would love to just invite you before we transition to the end, just to share your takeaways. What has been the highlight of today's session for you? What are you taking away from this session? How are you feeling? You feeling more powerful? You feeling more opened up and expanded and supported? And have you in more possibility? Yeah. What's been your biggest takeaway from today? Go ahead and post it in the chat. That is awesome. You're a powerful creator. I love this, right? So yeah, so this is what we're working with in the Feminine Success Codes, really simple practices, really simple tools that plug us into our feminine power, that have us be able to create and manifest these things in the area of self-actualization. So beautiful. I'm so happy reading these takeaways. This is amazing. Amazing, powerful tools and support, waves of power. Yay, this is awesome. So just some final thoughts before we transition out. You know, this is as I open, you know, I'll formally close and then I'll stay at the back of the room because I'd love to say hi to you if you're here with us for the very first time today, especially, and welcome you back if you've been away from our circle for some time. I want to share with you that, you know, really coming back to what I was saying at the very beginning of the session today, that the biggest thing that can happen at this time that can set you back are not your circumstances, or that you regress and contract as opposed to expand and grow in the face of this increased stress and pressure. And this next 30 days really is critical. It's a critical moment to expand. So this is, you know, the tools, the practices, everything we're going to work with, especially in this next 30 days, I want to share them with every woman I know. They're my absolutely best tools. I'm going to give them to you. And I want to ask that you apply, that you practice, and make a commitment to grow and expand in response to whatever's happening, because that's what is going to then create momentum in a new direction. You know, the thing, if we don't expand and grow in this moment, we can regress, we can lose momentum, we can backslide, losing years, if not decades, of conscious practice and momentum that we have been cultivating. So I want to presence this at the end, because it's so important for you to show up. It's so important for you to practice. And one of the things that creates the kind of energy source that we can tap into is doing it together. This is why we don't do yoga by ourselves. Well, we might do yoga by ourselves, but that's why we can often get so much more out of going to a yoga studio where we're together in a community practice. So we're going to have fun. We're going to energize each other. We're going to inspire each other, but we're also going to be working with very potent and deep tools that can alter the trajectory really of not this, just this next year, but really of the future years of your life and how you navigate on the other side. And it's my honor and my privilege and my deep joy to be able to share these tools and these resources with you. And I'm so happy that you're here. So welcome again. And yes, you can absolutely share this free month with any of the women in your life who you feel would benefit. Please do forward that email on that we sent out earlier today that has the link, femininesuccesscodes.com. You can just share that URL with anyone who you want to invite to be a part of this over the next months. And I do hope if you find this beneficial that you decide to continue on and join us for the entire year, or you can just stay in month by month. We'll share about that as we approach the end of this month. There will be an opportunity to continue on. So if you're finding a tremendous source of energy and inspiration, I want you to know also that this can be your community, and it would be my honor and joy to be your coach, your feminine success coach in an ongoing way, and be sharing my latest tools, content with you each and every month, as well as giving you access to the support of this community. All right. Well, thank you so much. And so much joy, so much appreciation, so much power opening up in our circle. And so I'll say a formal goodbye to anyone who wants to jump off. Thank you so much. And if you're here for the first time with us at Feminine Power, I'm so happy that you're here. I'm creating a brand new mini video course just for you, and also for you if it's been some time since you were in our Feminine Power course or you didn't finish the Feminine Power course. This would be really great for you too. I normally teach the process of awakening feminine power over 7 weeks with a lot of deep practices. I want to give you access to the core shifts and core practices that I teach that will support you to make the shift to create with your feminine power, because it goes hand in hand with all the tools and practices that we're going to be working with in the Feminine Success Codes. So this next week, I want to encourage you to prioritize watching the short videos that are going to connect you with the core practices of feminine power that will support you to get the most out of your month and beyond in the Feminine Success Codes. So please check your inbox for that opportunity, but you absolutely don't want to miss this if you're brand new, and you don't want to miss this if it's been some time since you connected to feminine power, because you're going to get the fast track to get access to the practices that will support you to awaken and start creating from this feminine system of power. And if you're here for the first time, also please post in the chat. I would love to just say hi to you. Who's here for the first time? Deb. Hi, Deb. Let's see here. Claudia, Jody, Shari, Eva, Kiva, Mary, Christine, Dale, Cynthia, Chantal, Solaris, Jamie, Helen, Christiana, Nicole, Susan, Stephanie, Nadia, Joanne, Gail, Winnie, Brady, so many. Wow, there's so many amazing, brilliant, conscious women. So I'm so happy that you're here. I'm so happy to have the opportunity to share this with you. And what I want to share with you is that, you know, if you're brand new, I want you to know that what I'm sharing with you, these are the tools, the practices that I myself use to break through inner barriers and access the power to create an extraordinary life. Like so many women here, I had accomplishments to be proud of. I had graduate degrees. I had prestigious coaching certifications, but I had no way of making a living that was true to my values. And even though I had a lot of friends, I was giving more than I was receiving in most of my relationships. And even though things might have looked good on the outside, or there were some areas of my life that were underrealized, I went through a very long and painful dark night of the soul where I felt very depressed and confused. And I didn't know how to, I felt all this potential for a contribution, for gifts, for talents that could serve others, but I had no idea how to get that out of me or how to create a life that reflected my true possibilities. And it was very painful and it was very shameful because I was quote unquote a smart, powerful woman. And I did something back then, which I recognize now was actually very wise, where I made the decision to find out what this was. And that led me to leave my home in Australia, come to California. And what I began to see is that women everywhere were having the same experience. This power paradox, I came to call it. On the one hand, we're more powerful as women than we've ever been. On the other hand, we feel powerless to create the things that we yearn for. And what I discovered it's about is that as women, as we're rising to power, we're moving up Maslow's hierarchy really fast. We don't just want to achieve, we want to self-actualize. And to actualize these higher possibilities of who we are, we can't do that with a system of power that's about goal setting and strategy and logical linear thinking. That's very good and useful for creating a particular set of things, like building a house or moving things from point A to point B. But the deeper things that we're yearning for, authentic confidence, growth-oriented relationships where we're loved for who we are and supported to become the best version of ourselves, values-aligned prosperity, expressing our gifts and purpose, tapping into our deepest source of creativity and spiritual power, all of these things that we need to become and make manifest this higher possibility, we need a system of power that is sourced from the feminine principle of relatedness. And when I saw this and I got this and I understood this, I made it my mission to awaken, like figure out how, what are the steps and how do we do it and how do we awaken feminine power? And I worked with a set of principles from my own experience, but just through a lot of research and practice. And I discovered a system of how to awaken this system of power that works for women who are smart, conscious, gifted, who want to realize and become everything that they can be in their lives and themselves. And I made this shift to creating with feminine power, and everything changed in my own personal life. I broke out of patterns of invisibility. I finally discovered my life's work and purpose. I met my amazing husband, Craig, broke through all of my old relationship patterns. I founded Evolving Wisdom. I created our feminine power trainings, went on to impact millions of people. And I feel like right now in my life, my outer life reflects that possibility that I felt inside of me, but I didn't know how to get out. And I only share this with you because I want you to know that that possibility you feel that might not be able to name or know what it looks like or how to get it out, that is absolutely real. And I found that feminine power is the key to that. And I since went on to share this system and these tools and these keys with tens of thousands of women. It had such a huge impact, reaching millions of, in my free content all over the world. That I since then did a decade-long research in my doctoral thesis on feminine power, and now I'm training other women to become specialists and empowering women in this methodology. So I believe this is the key for women rising in our time, and it's the key for you to create a life that reflects your true possibilities. And so it's my joy and my honor to be able to share what has been so meaningful and so impactful in my own life with you over this next month, and invite you to continue on and be part of this community of practice in an ongoing way if you find that it works for you and it gives you access to the power you've been looking for to make your possibilities manifest in your own life. So welcome, welcome again. And I would love to just invite you to share, just as we close, if you're brand new, what's been the highlight for you? What's been the biggest highlight or what you're most excited about? Just possibility opening up. So much hope. Oh, thank you for that beautiful feedback. My presence, I'm so happy to be able to just feel like I can connect with you here and we can be in a real relationship together over this next month and beyond. So beautiful, powerful. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. So I want to invite you just to come back and just end by just coming back to that vision this month and what you're creating. See yourself taking that action in your magic growth zone this week and looking for the email to listen and watch the Fountain Power mini course. Log on, create a profile, and share your vision for this first month with our community. Thanks again so much for joining us. So happy to connect with you, and I can't wait to be with you again soon. Mark your calendar for the same time next Tuesday when we're going to be doing our April Feminine Success Code seminar. So thank you so much, everyone. Much love, many blessings. Bye-bye. Good night. Take care.